From the K-12 High Speed Network in Imperial County, California, this is InfoSec. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of InfoSec, a podcast series for the K-12 public education sector. I'm Dr. Emil Ahangarzadeh. The information provided in this podcast series is intended to increase the security awareness of local education agencies and users, as well as to help them behave in a more secure manner within their work environment. While some of the tips may relate to maintaining a home computer, the increased awareness is intended to help improve your organization's overall cybersecurity posture. This is especially critical if employees access their work network from their home computer. It might be hard to believe, but the number one fastest growing demographic in online gaming is women in their 40s. Because online gaming is a great way to have fun. But it also comes with its own set of unique risks. And in this podcast, we're going to cover what you can do to protect yourself and your family when gaming online. What makes online gaming so engaging is that you can play and communicate with others from anywhere in the world. Quite often, you may not even know the people you're playing with. While the vast majority of people online are out to have fun, just like you, there are those who want to cause harm. And here are some things that you should do to stay secure. First, be cautious of any messages that ask you to take an action, like clicking on a link or downloading a file. Just like phishing attacks, bad guys will attempt to fool or trick you into taking actions that will infect your computer. If a message seems odd or urgent or too good to be true, well, it probably is, so be suspicious that it may be an attack. A lot of online games have their own financial markets where you can trade or barter or even buy virtual goods. Just like in the real world, there are fraudsters on those systems who will attempt to trick you out of your money or attempt to steal it outright. Also, you should be careful performing transactions where real money is used to purchase in-game goods and vice versa. Only perform these actions in marketplaces with a known good reputation. You should also limit the amount of information you or your kids share online. Never share detailed personal information like your password or your home address. A lot of websites like online banking use security questions to help confirm your identity. Attackers have been known to obtain the answers to these security questions by befriending victims in online games. Remember that you're under no obligation to answer questions that people ask you when you're gaming. The next step is to secure the computer that you're using. Bad guys will attempt to take over your computer or your gaming accounts, so you need to protect them. First, and I'm sure you can guess, the trick is use strong passwords for your computer and gaming accounts. This way, attackers can't simply guess your password and take over your accounts. If your game offers two-step verification, you ought to use it. In addition, make sure each of your gaming accounts has a different password. That way, if one game is compromised, your other accounts are safe. You should also secure your computer by always running the latest version of the operating system and the gaming software. Just like your operating system and web browsers, old and outdated gaming software often have known vulnerabilities that attackers can exploit and use to hack into your computer. By keeping your computer and gaming applications updated, you eliminate most of those known vulnerabilities. You should also run antivirus systems. Ensure that it's updated and checking any files you run in real time. Now, I personally use a system called Malwarebytes. There's a free version which doesn't protect in real time, but is pretty powerful. I'm more than happy to fork over a couple of shekels here and there to get the real-time protection. Download gaming software from only trusted websites. Now, if you're installing software to play a game, make sure you download it from the vendor's website or some other well-known trusted location. Quite often, cyber attackers will create a fake or infected version of a game and then distribute it from their own servers using torrents. A lot of our students out there are very familiar with how to download games. Well, they might think that they're getting the game that everybody else has, but they might be unaware of the fact that there might be a little additional code added to it that allows a malicious attacker to take over the device that they run those games that they've downloaded for free. Gaming add-on packs, often developed by a community, are frequently used to add new features. Attackers sometimes infect these gaming packs with malware that can be very difficult for antivirus to even detect. So just like when you download games, make sure you only download the add-ons from the trusted locations. In addition, if any add-on requires you to disable your antivirus or make changes to your firewall, do not use it. There are also underground markets, and they've sprung up basically to support cheating activity in these games. Now, besides being unethical, a lot of cheating programs are themselves rootkits, which are arguably the most dangerous type of malware. So you should never install or use any type of cheating software. You should also check the website of whatever online gaming software you're using. A lot of gaming sites have a section on how to secure yourself and your system. So be sure to follow any advice that they have. And then finally, just be as careful playing games on your mobile devices as you would on your computer. Cyber attackers are beginning to target mobile devices nowadays. Now, if you're a parent, be sure your kids follow the steps that we just discussed. For younger kids, you may have to perform these steps for them. In addition, communicate with your children about the risks. Education and an open dialogue with your kids are some of the most effective steps you can take to protect them. One of our favorite tricks to get kids talking is to ask them to show you how the games work. Have them walk you through the online world and show you what a typical game looks like. Perhaps even play the game with them. In addition, have them describe the different people that they meet online. Quite often, online gaming can be a big part of your child's social life. By talking to them and having them talking to you, you can spot a problem and protect them far more effectively than any technology could. Thanks for listening, everyone. InfoSec is brought to you by the Cybersecurity Education Program, a service of the Technical Assistance Professional Development System, administered by the K-12 High Speed Network and funded by California Assembly Bill 104. The Cybersecurity Education Program provides state-of-the-art cybersecurity awareness curriculum for all California K-12 public education agency employees at no cost. For more information, visit k12tapped.org/CEP. That's k12tapped.org/CEP. Be sure to follow us on Twitter for more cybersecurity information. We're at Tapped Security.